1. Problem of global warming. Global warming may or not be the great environmental crisis of the 21st century, but regardless of whether it is or isn't, we won't do much about it. We will argue over it and may even, as a nation, make some fairly solemn-sounding commitments to avoid it. But the more dramatic and meaningful these commitments seem, the less likely they are to be observed. Al Gore calls global warming an inconvenient truth, as if merely recognizing it could put in on a path to a solution. But the real truth is that we don't know enough to believe global warming, and without major technological breakthroughs, we can't do much about it. No government will adopt rigid restrictions on economic growth and personal freedom, limits on electricity usage, driving, and travel that might cut back global warming. Still, politicians want to show they're doing something. Consider the Kyoto Protocol. It allowed countries that joined to punish those that didn't, but it hasn't reduced CO2 emissions, up about 25% since 1990. And many signatories didn't adopt tough enough policies to hit their 2008 to 2012 targets. The practical conclusion is that if global warming is a potential disaster, the only solution is new technology. Only an aggressive research and development program might find ways of breaking our dependence on fossil fuels or dealing with it. The trouble with the global warming debate is that it has become a moral problem when it's really an engineering one. The inconvenient truth is that if we don't solve the engineering problem, we're helpless.